At auction later this month, documents attributed to Malcolm X, including handwritten journals, photographs, drafts of speeches, and his personal copy of the Quran. The auction will be held jointly on the Internet, on eBay, and in San Francisco through an auction house owned by eBay. Manning Marable is the director of the Institute for Research in African American Studies at Columbia University. Welcome to the program, Professor Marable.
Thank you.
And I want to ask you first, these items have not been authenticated yet. How well known are they in the world of Malcolm X scholarship, and have you had a chance to see them?
Well, I've had a chance to talk with those who have authenticated them through their knowledge of the material, and I've also had the opportunity to talk with the people at Butterfield's who are auctioning off this material in about 2 weeks. But this treasure trove of archives, hundreds of letters between Malcolm and his wife, Dr. Betty Shabazz, his own notebook, and his address calendar from the 1950s, these are documents that historians cannot even begin to calculate how important they are.
Well, the fact that they include letters from Malcolm X to his wife, Betty Shabazz, suggests that these documents had to have been in the possession of somebody in the family until some point.
Well, Malcolm, a week before he was assassinated in 1965, his house was firebombed. It's very clear that a lot of personal effects either could be lost or could be taken through transition. There was a period when Malcolm was killed where Betty had really no place to live.
But you're saying that there were so many catastrophic events in this family that one couldn't rule out that at various times documents that were treasured would get into other hands.
Yes, I feel the family has suffered enough and that it really is incumbent upon the academic community to really take a stand about the preservation of Black history materials.
These documents include evidently personal journals from Malcolm X's trips to Africa in 1964, trips that were pivotal in his evolution and in his political development. I wonder, as someone who's a scholar of Malcolm X, what you're most curious about, what would you want to get a look at right now if you saw that document?
Well, one great historian once said that history is not a murder mystery. In this case, it is. Because what we would need to do is to reconstruct what people knew and when did they know it regarding Malcolm. Malcolm represents for Black America a touchstone of what it means to be Black culturally and politically, much more than even the great figure of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
But does that mean that documents from his hand or that he owned therefore have a certain value as relics as opposed to artifacts from which you might do scholarship?
Well, that is a real danger. There are vanity collectors who would, well, for example, a signed letter by Malcolm X to Dr. King probably on eBay might sell for $3,000. There are people who would simply pay for a letter and then mount it in their dining room or living room, but the information in that letter would not be privy to a broader academic or educational community. And that's a real loss. I think Malcolm's special place in American history merits a serious understanding of his life and thought. And I think a number of institutions and a number of personalities are quite concerned about this auction. The danger of this kind of selling off of material without maintaining the integrity of the collection means that part of American history may be lost.
Professor Marable, thank you very much for talking with us today. Manning Marable is the director of the Institute for Research in African American Studies at Columbia University. He spoke to us from Indianapolis.